Hello and welcome to this week's Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. Starting off with some really good news. The Entrepreneur Experiment community launched last Wednesday on my birthday, and I'm delighted to say we've now sold out all the early bird memberships. So we have 50 members already signed up, and the community is off and running. So I'm recording this on Sunday, so we've a really active community in there already. People doing intros, people getting to know each other, people sharing ideas, resources. I'll just give you a quick overview of what it is in case you're not familiar. It's just essentially a community for entrepreneurs to come together, share ideas, share resources, make connections with each other, and just feel a little bit less isolated in this time. It's also a way for me to connect members of the community. I get lots of messages off people going, oh, I have an idea for this. What do you know about it? And sometimes I know stuff, sometimes I don't. So for me, it's a way of then helping those people connect to other people who are within the community that I can just go, oh, I don't know that, but Mark is actually an expert in logistics, or Larry is an expert in coaching, or, you know, Cahill is an expert in sportswear. So that's what it is. And so far, it's been an absolutely massive success. When you launch something, or already prepared to launch something, you're always kind of wondering, is this a good idea? Is this going to work? And is anyone going to sign up? So yes, it was a massive buzz when I hit live on Wednesday evening, and just to see all these people flooding into the community. And so far, I'm absolutely thrilled. So if you're interested, we still have memberships available. They're €99 for the year. You'll lock in at that price. So that'll be your price. And it's going to leave it open until either Thursday night or Friday morning when we hit 100 members. And then it'll be closed for the month of February. We'll open up every month for membership, because for the rest of the month, I want to be exclusively focused on making the community as good as it can be for the members that are already in there. So we're only going to open up 12 times in the year. So if you are interested, jump in now, lock your membership in, and we'll be closing it down at the end of the week for the rest of the month. So I do hope to see you in there. I think it's going to be a massive resource. And when COVID all ends and all that crack is in distant memory, we'll be doing meetups. We're going to do an annual retreat where we get together for 48 hours and just have a bit of fun. Hopefully come up with some new ideas and just help each other through different times. Hopefully it's going to be a massive resource for regular meetups, events, learnings, masterclasses, a lot of stuff planned once the world's back to normal. But in the meantime, we are up and running. We are working. We're going to be doing it all virtually. That's the community launch. I also want to give a quick shout out. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see me smugly pointing to my logo on my brand new top. Cahill at Burke Sports kindly sent me two customized tops this week. So one's beautiful. It's exactly the kind of tops I wear. So if you're familiar with Gym and Coffee or Gymshark, it's exactly that kind of stuff. Beautiful kind of athleisure wear. And he actually personalized this one for me with the Entrepreneur Experiment logo. So thank you very much, Cahill. You're an absolute gentleman and a fellow tip man. So you're even better. Today, I'm going to talk about four idea exercises you can use to come up with new ideas and get yourself into a visualization state of mind. I've talked about a lot about trends and ideas and industries you can work in, but that's kind of the easy part, is kind of going, oh, the broad trends are XYZ, you know, online shopping. Of course it is, Gary. How the hell do I come up with an idea? So I'm going to share four tools that I've used. Now, bear with me. You're going to roll your eyes at this. You're going to kind of go, oh yeah, that sounds a bit American and a bit airy fairy. But trust me, these are very good if you give them the chance to work. But it'll put yourself into a different mental space. So it'll allow your brain the time to go, oh yeah, let's have a little think here. So just do them before you roll your eyes at me. Try them. Try one or two of them. Don't expect them to work like magic. Don't be like, oh my God, there's the $10 billion idea. You know, very rarely do you sit down at your desk and you say, oh, I have 20 minutes now for idea generating. And then 20 minutes later, you've got like the best idea in the world. But what it does do is kicks your brain into the idea of, okay, now we're in idea mode. Okay, now I'm seeing things. Now I'm looking for opportunities. Now I'm looking for problems. It's like when, if you ever thought of it, like, oh, I really want to buy, like, you know, a red car, or, you know, I'm going to buy a brand new red car. The next thing, all you can see is red cars. There's something in our brains. I can't remember the name of it. I really should look this up before I hit record. But there's a process our brains go through whereby we suddenly switch on that part of our brain looking for patterns. It's pattern recognition. The cars have been there all the time, but it's pattern recognition. These exercises will help you do the same thing for business ideas, just personal ideas, anything you really want to work through. So the first one is imagining your life in 5 years' time. But not just your life, imagining a single day in 5 years' time. So pick a day, 5 years from now. I tend to do 2 days because I do like a weekend day and I do a weekday. So weekday, you should be working, inverted commas, and weekend day where you're just having the crack. So picture your life in 5 years' time and picture your ideal life. What do you want to be doing from morning to night? And do it in sequential order. So say, okay, 6 a.m., I wake up, I walk to my kitchen, I make X brand of a coffee in my X machine. Be super detailed, like visualize the whole day. The important thing to note with all these exercises is to do them in a quiet place, just with pen and paper. Get rid of your phone, get rid of your laptop, allow yourself the time and space, because if you're on your phone or your laptop doing it, notification is going to pop up, something cool is happening on Instagram, brand new YouTube video has gone up, you'll get distracted. So allow yourself the time and the space to think these through. So do your ideal day, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., what am I doing at 8? Where am I at 9? Where am I? What does that look like? What am I wearing? What am I eating? Am I working out? What kind of workout am I doing? I'm going to work. Where's my work? How far away is it? Is it in my house? Where do I live now? This might seem a bit strange, but just by visualizing yourself and allowing yourself, maybe you haven't thought about this. You definitely haven't thought about this in such detail. I've done these now every year for the last 5 years and they're absolutely brilliant. At the start, it was very tough. I have to admit, I think I got this from Tim Ferriss. I think I did, but it's a great exercise. Write it down hour by hour for 2 days of your 5 year life. Then on to exercise two, write down your current day and week and write down all the pain points you find in your current life. So what bugs you? What causes you undue stress? What causes you to go, oh, that's so annoying having to do that again today? Just little things, little pain points. Now, it can't be like, oh, my husband or partner or wife or whatever it is does something that really annoys me. That's not the kind of stuff I'm talking about here. I'm talking about stuff that you're like, oh, I wish this product did Y. I wish I didn't have to cook breakfast anymore. I wish the bins collections was automatic. I wish I didn't have to do laundry. Normal stuff that you can kind of go, okay, well, what product could I come up with for that? I wish I didn't have to go shopping. Well, there you go. You could use something like Buy Me. You know, ideas like that have come from problems that the founders have faced. So just go through your day and your week and go, just for the next 7 days, every time you have like a thing that's a bit of a, oh, that's a bit annoying, just write it down. Get your ideas book out, write it down, and you'll start to see patterns and ideas. And one thing I will say about this is that a few years ago, people used to say, oh, you know, just make sure you're not solving the problem for yourself. It'll be too niche. The internet has kind of got rid of that problem, because even if the problem you have is very small, it's specific to a very small subset of people. The internet allows you to reach those people. So no matter what you're into or what problem you have, there's going to be someone in the world with the same problem as you. The internet now allows you to create products very cheaply and release them to people very cheaply. So you'll be able to pick a niche, and then even if it's too niche, go down again to a super niche, and you'll still be able to make money. So be as specific as you can, and don't worry if the problem seems too small. You can always branch out later, but starting with a niche is good. The third exercise is a little bit different because we live in COVID and lockdown, but I firmly believe we're going through one of the most waving my hands around a lot today. If you're on YouTube, you'd be like, what is he doing with his hands? If you're on the podcast, it doesn't really matter. But if we're in one of the biggest transitionary times of our lives in the world ever, they're two very different things. That's a bad analogy. But the world's completely changed in the last 12 months. It's only 12 months since COVID started, but the world has completely changed. And it's going to cause this butterfly effect whereby the world is now going to change forever. Like stuff we did 2 years ago, we won't even consider doing now. So there's going to be unbelievable opportunities. And I'm not saying to start a problem or start a company that just deals with problems due to COVID. I'm saying look at problems that are caused by COVID, but will continue beyond that. So obviously a mask company is the perfect idea of something not to start, because while I actually do think people will wear masks in more common situations now, I think traveling is going to become one where people will commonly wear a mask on an airplane. But you don't want to start a fad company. You don't want to start, like, masks were great for people who already had mask companies, had the economies of scale, and were able to ramp it up very quickly. But for people, loads of people started like small mask companies, and they're all gone now. look at problems that have been caused by COVID and will be magnified and accelerated by COVID. Online learning is a perfect example. 18 months ago, if you'd said, oh, your kids are actually going to go to school from home, would have been uproar, madness, chaos. No, never happened. Can't be done. And suddenly all these can't be done's are now like second nature. They're not ideal. People are finding homeschooling very tough, but they're still being done. So look at problems that people are now embraced and go, right, how can I make this better? Homeschooling is a perfect example. I think people will decide to homeschool a lot more. I think people will decide to work from home a lot more. People will decide not to commute. People will move to new areas. All these knock-on effects. So look at the second and third causes effects of COVID. So COVID obviously causes first order effects, which is, you know, we can't leave our homes, mask sales, medicine, all that kind of stuff, vaccines. But now look at the problems caused that will knock on. So second and third cause effects. Look at those and see where the business opportunities are in them. There's going to be literally thousands and thousands and thousands. Fourth idea. This is the fun one. This is one me and my wife do. I'd say nearly every single week, if not twice a week, the lotto win scenario. What do you do when you've won the lotto? So you've won the Irish lotto, say it's 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 million. So it's a large amount, but you know, you're still going to have to get up in the morning and do something for a bit of an income. What do you do? What does your day look like? What are you working on? Do you quit your job? Do you quit your current business? Do you sell your business? Do you expand your business? Do you use those funds to go, this is going to rocket ship my business to the moon? What is it you're doing? That's a great exercise for removing the money constraint and perhaps tapping more into your passions, as opposed to, well, it's easy for you to say, you know, I've got a mortgage and I've got this and I've got that. But what if you didn't? What would you be doing? I'm not saying you're going to quit your job or you're going to win the lotto in the morning. But again, it comes back to the point I made at the very start of all this. It gets your brain into the idea of like, oh, well, there's different ideas I should be thinking about, because imagine something does happen where the ground shifts. And look, if COVID has taught us nothing, it's that the world and the ground can shift beneath us in literally seconds. And stuff we thought would never happen happens in the blink of an eye. It's been stressful for the last year, but now look to the bright side of things and now look to go, okay, it has been stressful, but it's also hopefully taught me some lessons about the world can shift in a second for bad, but also for good. Things are going to shift back towards good, hopefully very soon. So use that for creating your new business ideas. I hope you enjoyed that episode. It was a little bit different, but I'm trying to bring people along a journey of, you know, coming up with new ideas, exploring them, giving yourself the chance. So I'm kind of using these episodes as ways of getting people to think a little bit differently. And also, to be honest, I'm just helping myself along this journey, because everything I talk about on the pod, I've generally done or I'm doing or I want to do. So I'm just sharing my journey with you as well. So it's not that I'm just telling you to do this because I think it's good. I'm doing it because I'm either doing it myself or I've done it or I want to do it. So it's a journey we're all on together. I hope you enjoyed it. Do let me know. By the way, I really do enjoy when people give me feedback, and I do hope to see you in the community. It'll be open until Thursday night this week. So if you're listening to this on Monday, you've got 4 days, jump in and we'll have these conversations every day. We'll have these chats every day about different ideas and different resources. So I do hope to see you in there. Go to MrGaryFox.com, join the community, and I'll see you in the fireside. I'll see you this Thursday. I have an interview with Ryan Scott, the co-founder of Drop Chef. Really interesting dude, really good interview. So that goes off Thursday, 5 a.m. as usual. I will chat to you then. Have a super week.